irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for switching to our video channel and watching Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe. But right now we are, of course, like every Monday for the last 3 years, in Sherman Oaks. If people don't know where is our studio, studio is really, really good looking, has great microphones. Everything is just great. But what is the most important things, what we have on our show every Monday, and especially today. I don't know. I always say that I'm so lucky having the Mondays in my life. A lot of people hate Mondays. I love Mondays. And, you know, I think that's unusual because then whole week is starting on a high note. And then whatever, I'm winding down. And then Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday again. Today is one of those. Okay, why? Why? I have 4 hot guys. A very smart, very bright, very, very talented, and most of them, all of them are representing really rock music in, at the best. And maybe they are a little switching to softer side of music also. But we know them. We know them. We had Taylor Carroll. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Closer to the microphone. You were here many, many times, and I don't know why, but I will be inviting you over and over and over.
Excuse me. That mic was far away.
Look at you. You sound so good now. Hi. Hello. Taylor Carroll. One more time. If you say your name, how you'll be sounding in English?
I am Taylor Carroll.
Thank you so much.
That's the English translation.
If not, I'll be messing up. People know I like to mess up people's names. Now, a little bit closer to the microphone, we have a guest who also, you were for the first time last week with us. And I am so excited you could come back because today is a very important day for, I think, for myself, for my friends from Poland / America. And I just want to do a big introduction on the air. And your name is?
Pauly Z.
Oh my gosh, Pauly Z, and I'm so happy again that you could make it today. I was planning to have your wife on the next show, but she will probably come next week. You just got married.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. And her name is?
Well, her name is Lucia Marco, but her legal name now is going to be Lucia Zavladowski, which is my real name.
This is like is so hard. And we are coming back to my guests teaching them Polish pronunciation. And they...
Yes. Zabludowski.
Beautiful. Yeah, Taylor and Polly has Polish roots, which means a lot to me. To them, a little bit, maybe less. But it's nice to know that they're just so gorgeous, so talented, and really connected with my beautiful country that I'm coming from. And now I have two more guests in my studio. Mr. Adam, can you get closer to the microphone? Yes,
yeah, you are. So my name is Adam. Last name is Abramek.
Okay, everybody repeats Abramek. That will be in Polish, but obviously when you say in English, you have different accent. You put accent on the wrong. Yeah. How did you say again?
Abramek.
Abramek? I like that. I never knew that I can call you this way. Woohoo! Okay, and next to Adam, who was already, I think, twice on my show, and he'll be back and back. And I will tell why. We have his son. And son is making really life right now in L.A. He's also musician and producer like his daddy. And we are so proud of him. You need to tell us your name, and we a little bit will say why we are so happy for you. Because things like that happen a lot in America, but not in many different countries. It's just this, the magic of LA. Oh, today you wake up and boom, you got some great stuff going on in your life. You deserved it. But still, it's very, very hard news for everybody on the radio. Then your name is...
Hello, everybody. My name is Alan Abramack.
Look at that, Alan Abramack. And Alan is speaks beautifully Polish, but really he's now studying for like 3 years in America. And I think for most of your life, you were visiting America all the time.
Yeah, I've been to the United States multiple times, and mostly over the summer. And together, you know, with my dad, we would travel all over the States. We actually visited 48 states.
Oh, no. Adam, did you really did this?
That is true.
This is so good because I'm sure, I don't know, I maybe know 4 or 5 states here, still bad, and I'm 20 years here. That's really bad. My daughter, Natashka, hi, mommy, did not so well when it comes to showing you the beautiful country that you are born with. I'm talking to my daughter. But you guys, you two beautiful guys, Taylor and Polly, you both are traveling. Polly, you are from New York.
From Brooklyn, New York, specifically.
Listen to the sound of his voice. Oh, my gosh.
Brooklyn, he just, wow.
Brooklyn, how you doing? Hey.
He can just,
forget about it.
Yeah, okay, he can kill us if he doesn't. I like that.
Kill you with my voice.
When it comes to Taylor?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. That's right.
And I know you both are traveling a lot because you both are touring and just doing your life. Okay, Taylor, very fast before we start playing, with this will be like a live session. And we had really good idea, Adam. We'll be creating song on the air. And then maybe Will can compose something that who knows what will happen.
I can't sing.
Magic can happen today.
Sorry about it.
It could be.
You could play the table.
Under the shower.
Yes, yes.
You guys could play the table, though.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then, Taylor, you just came back from the tour.
I did, yeah. I've been traveling a lot, Alona. I can't really remember.
You are so sweet. You are all over, you said. You need to really like start all over and say, okay, today I need to start thinking what is the next week about instead of being everywhere.
Exactly.
But that's what musician's life is about, yes? In a way.
I
don't complain.
So. No, there's no complaining. I'm just enjoying not remembering what city I am when I wake up.
Then you think that 48 states you have covered?
Oh, yeah. No, I've covered quite a few countries as well.
Oh, gosh. When it comes to Polly, did you have the chance to travel a lot in America?
Yeah, I did. I probably did all the states. I did a big tour back in 2004, opening for Kiss, and that we hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kiss, Poison, and my band ZO2, and we did pretty much the whole country. So that was, and that was the first time I realized that I was the different one in America. Because I never left it, you know, before that tour, I don't think I ever left the tri-state area. It was like Brooklyn, Jersey, maybe Connecticut, like, you know, and all of a sudden I would go out and everybody like, y'all so good. I'm like, why are you talking funny? And then the next state, y'all so good. I'm like, what's up? What's going on here? And I say, oh, I talk funny. That's how everybody else talks. I'm the one who talks funny.
You just have an accent.
Polly, I think we need to go all over the world and take our guitars and just go rock the whole
and
place.
That's
just
what
me and you'd be like. Yeah. And but in our accent, we should exaggerate our accents.
We definitely should. I'm totally down.
On this show.
I like what you're talking about over there. Maybe
I love
me
it.
You.
I like it too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Alan, how you be saying, hey, what will be your accent? You need to have an American.
Cześć, jak się masz?
Cześć, jak się
masz? Okay, and Adam?
Look przez window jak moja kara stoi na kołnierze.
That's really funny accent. If people know Polish or something, he really did unusual mixture of who knows what. But today, I really believe that life brings us the coolest people sometimes in a one moment in lifetime, and you need to do something with this friendships of ours. I just planned this beautiful, beautiful day very well, I think, and I got lucky because we could make it today. Adam is leaving 3 days to New Jersey, but Adam, you will be back in LA?
It depends. Yeah, I'd love to.
What is your plan? You got some plans going on. Do you want to say on the air or not yet?
Yeah, we are working on new music right now, so I don't want to tell more about it.
Let's not say it because we have time. You come back, we'll be talking a little bit more. But yes, this is pretty serious right now. Who would think the last 6 days that's all what we do is create music and rehearse and just record vocals? And Taylor will be in our place tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning.
Cutting
early in the morning.
Right early.
Yeah.
At 9 in the morning, I'll be working on a song which we are very excited about. Polly's here for the reason because we want Adam to meet his voice. That's official. Meet his voice.
Not me. She doesn't want you to meet me, the person.
Personally,
just like a hand is going to come out of my mouth. Like, hi, I'm Polly's voice. Nice to meet you.
There it is.
Yeah. That was it. That was my voice.
And our gorgeous, very young and very new to this LA scene. But gosh, very lucky, Alan. You will be with us, hopefully, all the way with everything what we do. You have your own genre of music that you love. And it's more, Alan, dance music, electronica dance music. That's what you like to do?
I love electronic music, but I really, you know, create all types of music, including like piano solos and stuff.
Yes, and
guitar, rock.
I just also don't want to spoil a little surprise, but I'm hoping that another person that we love dearly maybe will be working with you. And just the talents are popping up, and hopefully we'll make something great because of all of our talents. Alan, where you are working right now? Can we say it out loud?
Yeah, I'm an intern in Mirable Entertainment.
And you're supposed to be here for like a few weeks, and now you are here?
For a few months.
And you think that this would be your place, that you want to grow old and get rich and famous? Or you think, we'll see.
I'm not sure if it's about, you know, getting rich and famous. I just want to do what I love doing, and I love producing and recording music.
But we love it. We all thought the same way in your age. And Daddy, you taught him, I'm talking to Adam Abramek, you taught your son very well. That was the perfect answer. And I'm so happy that he really feels, I know he feels this way. He really wants to make a difference, and then we'll see what life will bring. And you are learning from the best. You are in the best place in the whole wide world. They brought you here because it seems like you are one also of the coolest guys that they can find. Then I don't know. Hey. Okay. Music.
Are you ready?
I am ready. I think we all are ready. let's maybe start from Taylor. I know. And I was talking about my conversation with Adam about you singing one of his songs, and he has vision how he would like you to sing. And then before even I said something, you told me, oh, Ilona, I think you like the song that I just wrote. And it's very soft. It's very gentle. And is what Adam says? Oh, cool. That's what I'm saying. Because
good
we talk. Yeah, that's really, really cool. Just give us your sensual, and then we'll go rock with you. Like,
I'll tell you
like
what.
It.
I
Tiny.
This one I wrote with Chad Wolf from Carolina Liar. I can only give you verse to chorus.
Okay.
Legally.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But the your voice is just wow. Really, really nice and beautiful song. Yeah.
Wait, before he plays, can I meet his voice? I'd like to meet him.
I met his voice 2 years ago.
I am Taylor's voice.
Hi, I'm Polly's voice. Nice to meet you.
I remember, we have the same friend, Reinhold, yes, and Reinhold just said you need to see him and meet his voice too because he thought you are a very good singer. Then I'm hoping Reinhold will be with us soon too, and Adam and Alan will need to meet his great tonality when it comes to sax player. He's amazing. Okay, then meet his saxophone and him playing on the one. Okay.
Man.
Okay.
So what are we doing? Am I playing verse to chorus? Okay.
Just do it.
So this song is called Lonely Man. It goes like this.
Okay.
Just stay awake, remember my mistakes, take a chance in these worn out shoes. Could this be real love, or will I just wake up to being a victim of a one night stand? Could this be real love?
kind that I drank up before I became this lonely man. Ooh.
Beautiful.
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję. This is soft side of you. That's beautiful. I never had the chance to meet this voice.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, the beautiful voice. And it's really nice to also maybe tell everybody that you have something on the 18th. Show on 18th or 19th?
He really doesn't know what's going on.
I have a show
this Thursday. I've never played here. Have you ever been to Club Borners? How do you pronounce it? Boardners. Boardners. It's in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like Club it's like almost like a goth kind of place.
I think so.
Yeah, I did a music video shoot for my friend.
I helped.
And he, because he knows one of the guys there, it's this beautiful, like almost like gothic lounge place. Yeah,
we need to go.
All right, let's do it.
June
18th, this Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Can we make it, Adam? You are leaving when?
This Wednesday.
This Thursday.
Yes, we can make it.
Alan, you always are on a beeper.
First 10 people that come get free CDs. By the way,
that would be great.
That doesn't suck.
No, at all. This is like good perks. I love
it.
You just give something before you take.
You have to give.
You need to give. Yes, yeah. You're right. And of course, this will be acoustic set.
This will be acoustic, completely unplugged. There will be three full bands, actually with big followings, and I don't know the name of the bands.
I got your invitation.
It's been a long month.
Was a good month for you. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
You are touring with really good non-artists also, yes?
Yeah. Last show I did was with Daughtry and Plain White Tees a week and a half ago before I went to the Bahamas.
Big shows, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Anyway, everybody run to my Facebook page and see how hard this guys are. We'll be posting pictures. I'm not saying to myself because I could be mama for all of them, I think. But fact is that, you know, it's just talent and good
except
look
for being
and great. No, you are hot to say four people. Just say yes, very, very important. The energy is great. Okay, now it's time I think for Polly. Polly, you know, are you sensitive man? I know you are because we heard you last week, but can you match the sensitivity of this song and just bring us to the start from gentle song?
Start
and then,
with gentle?
Then we'll mix with something much, much more powerful.
I feel bad doing a whole song now, though. I wonder if we should just do verse and chorus. I cannot fade you out.
Then be careful because we can sing a lot. But yeah, we have time. We have still time. Okay.
All right. This one's called Time Waits for No One.
Aww.
Wake up, heading to the office on a downtown train. My time is money, not a minute to spare. Then I'm on my way to JFK. Gotta catch a meeting in LA and back in time for dinner in Times Square. I used to think that nobody could break my stride, but every time I see you standing by my side, slow down. But when we're together, don't even matter what I've gotta do. I'd stay here forever. This time waits for no one. I'll wait for you. Midnight meeting, a connection in a Soho bar. There's no time to party when there's money on the line. I'm a VIP, but it don't come free. It's a never-ending hustle here in NYC. Got checks to cash, contracts to sign. Used to think that nobody could break my stride, but every time I see you standing by my side, I slow down. I always had the feeling that I wanted more. Never even knew what I was searching for. I know now. Cause when we're together, don't even matter what I've gotta do. I'd stay here forever. This time waits for no one, but I'll wait for you. Time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. But when we're together, don't even matter what I've got to do. I'd stay here forever. Time waits for no one, but I'll wait for you. Cause when we're together, don't even matter what I've gotta do. I'll stay here forever. It's time waits for no one. 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 But I'll wait for you.
Really beautiful. Nice. I don't know. You guys have so good voices and so sensual and sensitive. And I know that rock music has a lot of faces. But I think, Adam, you need to tell us a little bit about your life story. Adam is a really, really known producer from Europe, from Poland originally. But I asked him, we had a dinner 2 nights ago, and asked him, how could you survive for almost 30 years, I think, in this business filled with people, with jealousy, a lot of money, so much creativity, and of course, the talents sometimes are not wishing each other very, very well. And my country is a small country, then really it's not like you have so much of talent. We knew each other. Alan, you produce the bestest of people. That Europe has. People who are traveling all around the world, they are flying their own airplanes, they made amazing amount of money till this day. Everything what you produced is on the radios all around America, we know too. It's just, how did you survive and how different these amazing two guys, which I'm so proud I had a chance for you to meet them here, especially that they can sing live, which we know how special this moment is when you can meet artists, see their personality and hear their creativity. But tell me first, how did you survive the crazy life of rock world in Poland and Europe with amazing bands, amazing people, trust me, really talented people who are traveling all around the world and singing many languages? How did you survive and how these two amazing guys fit in what Europe perceive American rock music scene is about?
Two things. The first one is I do my best.
Okay.
And second one is honesty to the people. That's it. So that's why I survived.
What about talent? Adam, I know, honestly, you're right, because if somebody catches you once or twice on something funky, you cannot escape from that. But no, I will say it's much, much more to you and why people love to work with you and why they come back to you and they want you, not a lot of different people. Maybe they always come back to you. You get the Midas, what they call this?
Midas touch.
Touch. Whatever you touch really turns into hits and great cells. And plus, like I said, forever workmanship with people that you create music for. How are you choosing
I'm
artists?
Not fast worker.
Okay.
First of all, but I'm very diligent. So I put close attention to details. So maybe that's why they like me.
But you're a singer-songwriter. You also have your vision. Because if you have... we know, guys can sing differently. You write for a woman in rock world, too. And you write to movie in movies. You have scores. You do all... In America, you do completely different or many different things, too, and you enjoy amazing what you do here, and that's when you want to even expand the situation that you are here in. But again, you need to give your own spin. When you meet Taylor, who will be working with you tomorrow, Polly will be working maybe soon when you'll be back.
Oh, cool. It would be great.
I know, we will want. And obviously, it's all because they have Polly's roots. I'm joking, but that's what got us here together. Mm. But how you put spin on different talents that they all sound amazingly not the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How?
How you know? So I listen closely to... personality, the person I work with, so which is the most important thing, I guess.
You are so peaceful in a studio. Then I think because artists are sometimes...
That is very, very important.
Wow.
Not to be like obnoxious and then so...
That was very, very wonderful to watch you working, even with my own daughter who is a good singer, but you, again, you got... own spin
so
on her
work
voice.
With the singer that's all about him, not about me. So
see, he has no ego. I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's your very big. You know what you're doing, but really the ego is the least important part.
Of course,
that's beautiful, Adam. I know you know a little bit personalities of this gentleman. You met Taylor a little bit before, and I think it's time for next song. Guys, you were very both sensitive in both of great songs. Two voices. In a way, you both are like brothers, but you both are so different. What will you be playing for us, Taylor, right now?
Let me think about it.
Are we rocking out now?
That would be cool. I would love that. Let's change. Yes.
All right, here we go.
Yes,
Ollie, can I borrow your pick?
Yeah. Thanks,
dude. Let's get picky.
That's the pick I use when I do kids music.
Oh, my gosh. He is sensitive because he works with babies, children, and we need to talk about this.
Don't tell people. That's
going to ruin my cred. No.
I'm not. I'm mean.
No,
I'm
you
bad.
Are not. We love you, and children love you because you are who you are.
Break stuff in the studio. Yes. I'm so rocking.
Adam is crazy about his children. I am crazy. Taylor has no babies yet, but boy, you'll be good daddy. I know you will.
The pick looks very mean.
You never know.
Actually, I have kids all over the world.
Hold on.
Yeah. That was funny, Taylor.
That's amazing.
What is that? I want to know. What is that?
You know, it's two different versions of Polly.
No, it's my brother.
Oh, it's his brother.
My brother and I do.
Yes, you have band with
kids band. That's the pick that we do our kids stuff with.
Okay. Amazing. We need to know more. And everybody who wants to see this four amazing gentlemen and myself too, please tune in 30 minutes. We have another show.
That's the name of our tour. TV. Two amazing gentlemen.
The mean rockers with sensitive side of them to them. So. But yeah, we have our TV show, Accent on TV, on cameras, and please just switch to the next hour, 30 minutes, and we'll be there live for everybody to enjoy, and we'll be playing live music. Okay, Taylor.
I'm going to use this awesome pick. Here we go. This song's called Not My Style.
Not Your Style. Okay.
It's a new beginning. It's a life worth living, even though it's gotten the best of me. Was it all just a bad dream? No one there to catch me when I fell. But now we'll finally see. It was dangerous and so foolish to live so carelessly. Now it's time to move on from myself. And now I'm history, 'cause I'm done. So give me a reason to keep me from leaving. This time I'm going away for a while. I finally defeated the war that I needed to fight, 'cause surrender is not my style. Surrender is not my style. a past so haunting. There's a voice still telling me to fold, but now I disagree. Ooh, I won't look back, I won't stray from the path. I won't slow down, I'm making my attack. And now you're history. Yeah! So give me a reason to keep me from leaving. This time I'm going away for a while. I finally defeated the war that I needed to fight, cause surrender is not my style. Surrender is not my style. I've dug up what I've buried. It's changed me for so long, so long. It's time that I get ready. I'll never surrender, I'll never surrender, I'll never surrender, I'll never surrender. Cause I'm done, so give me a reason to keep me from leaving this time. I'm going away for a while. I finally defeated the war that I needed to fight. Cause surrender is not my style. Surrender is not my style. I'll never surrender, I'll never surrender, I'll never surrender.
Wow. How lucky we are to have a live show like that. Yeah, you both are playing so well. What do you think?
Let's tour.
Tour together. Adam, how they will fit in a European scene with the style of rock that they represent in America? We are going.
Yeah.
Do you think it's no big deal? I think this is the best of America.
Just go, guys, to Europe and play.
We'll be working on that. Okay, we need to add some.
Well, I'm going to Europe in 2 weeks, but not to play.
Oh, not to play.
No, I'm going to honeymoon.
Where do you go?
We're doing a week in Italy, 1 week cruise in Greece, a few days Paris, a few days London, and then Turkey.
Romantic. That's so good.
Yeah, so I'm not going to play. I'm going to eat. Eat, and I don't really drink very much. Just a little wine. I'm not an alcohol fan, but lots of food and making love. That's my thing.
And I cannot wait for the songs that you'll be writing.
That's right. That's why I do. That's why I'm so good at it. Not that a lot of alcohol in my system.
After Europe, I think they will be writing a lot of minors chords. What do you think, Adam? It will be better, Adam. Okay, a little bit, and Alan too. Alan, I saw your little bit on YouTube. You were playing rock band also.
Oh, yeah, that was like a zillion years ago.
And you refused to sing. Why?
Why do I refuse?
Do you think you don't have a voice?
No.
I heard you singing when you walked next to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. They started somewhere. You're very young.
I used to think that way.
Yeah, good. Really? Tell him, because he was walking. He didn't even know he was singing. And I'm vocal coach. I'm pretty good what I'm doing. And now you got something dead. You tell him he needs to try, and it's always the first song. You need to try.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to start doing vocals for movie things,
whatever.
Coming this summer.
Oh, that's good. And
wait, finish. What's coming this summer? Yeah. I'm engaged.
Yeah. We'll have to find out.
Oh, no.
I liked it. Okay. Voiceovers are pretty good. We know a few people in this business. Vox is pretty good. LNT, talent agency in LA. I was working with them for almost 2 years. Yes. Hi, Wes. Anyway, hopefully he will come to our show too. Anyway, Alan, you were working with a rock band, and now, like you said, you are working mostly or liking electronic dance music. Do you think, what is the plan for next things for electronica dance music?
What's going to be
the next
trend for electronic music? Mm-hmm. I guess it's getting more minimalistic and more focused on sound design. So I guess,
when you say sound design, means that you are finding and creating your own sound that you feel fit in.
Yeah, I'm very interested in sound design as well. Yeah, I mean, every time I go back home, I just work on, synthesizers and samplers and stuff. And I create sounds that were not created before, you know. And I think what's going to happen next is somebody is going to much better than me, you know, is going to put all those cool created sounds together and make something that hasn't been made before.
Okay, you're right, because to find something new, oh gosh, that's not easy.
No.
I always say that we are going back and picking from the past and bringing to the future something what we left behind. What do you think, Adam, when it comes to pop music, rock music, where is the future?
Where is the future of pop music?
Sound, and- yeah, sound. What a sound will be, the next sound. Are we going back to singer-songwriter styles, yeah, which means, or do you think where production will take over?
I think that sooner or later, so electronic music will mix with rock music and pop music.
Okay.
Yeah, that is my idea. Because I feel that rock music
is honest,
needs that but electronic punch.
Modern sound
to it. Yes, in terms of sound, of course, and in terms of grooves, too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are we agree with Adam, or you think that rock music is supposed to stay what is really from 80s? A little similar, I will say. Do you agree? Do you see big progression when it comes to how rock music develops? Of course, the big hair time.
There are bands like Korn.
Yes.
Korn, and they do very well in terms of mixing that electronic
but there are many years on in a business.
I sang on Head's new record.
Could you
from
say
Korn. Brian Head Welch from Korn. I sang background vocals on his new two records ago.
But they are like 15 years old band.
Yeah, yeah.
They are really good and have staying power, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, who will be singing right now for us? Okay.
You're next.
Do you have Ilona, you heard this the EP I gave you, right? Do you have a preference?
It depends. You are singing today. I don't sing. You are not singing for me. I played a little bit for Adam. I think I really want Adam and Alan meet their voices, meet your personalities, and see how cool guys you are. Because the good things can happen if we all like each other and like what we hear and see, and we do. Then I think everything what it was on the album, I liked it. But you need to say what today is the right song for this moment.
The first single that what I put out that it seems to
number one or the five.
No, it was number four.
Oh, the four.
A Call to Love. Yeah, I'll try that one.
Good, beautiful.
Okay.
Say hello the moment we get home, then go right back to living on our own. We head to separate rooms and close the door, and hardly make the effort anymore. This is a call to love. Are you listening? This is a call to love. Are you listening? We could have all the love we are missing. Are you listening? Remember when the nights were yours and mine? No matter what, we always made the time. Means so little, used to mean so much. I'd hate to think we might be losing touch. This is a call to love. Are you listening? This is a call to love. Are you listening? We could have all the love we are missing. Are you listening? Are you listening? taking them for granted, and slowly they are dying. I don't believe it's too late to save us from this same fate, but we're not even trying. Somewhere along the lines we hit a wall. We gotta tear it down before we lose it all. This is a call to love. Are you listening? This is a call to love. Are you listening? We could have all the love we are missing. Are you listening? Are you listening? This is a call to love. Are you listening? This is a call to love. Are you listening? We could have all the love we are missing. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? Oh.
Again, you know.
That's a different feel.
It's just, it's a very fortunate that we have this time together. We have still 10 more minutes, and your song, you write very personal lyrics. Last week we were talking a little bit about your private life. All of us are coming through days that we, I don't know, we are finding peace or maybe better answers for what the next years of our lives will be like. But sometimes we have the earth shaking under our ground. You had, you know, 2010 was the horrible year of your life, I think, and mine too. 2010 was not so good, and 2012 was really good. Bad. Now it's a little better. Then, yeah, we... I don't know, when it comes to Taylor, your ride is also not so smooth when it comes to emotions. We are talking about emotions because artists are writing great songs when we have troubles. I don't know, but yeah. Why is this like that? But yeah, are you writing when you are unhappy faster or when you are happy?
I don't know. I'm always trying to do it, I guess. But no matter what.
Are you like inspired by a situation in life, or you just don't care? You wake up one day, it's like, yeah, gosh.
Let's, I mean, not let's really. Sometimes something. I do. I mean, it okay. just depends on the situation. I mean,
that means the songs like "The Lonely," which we talk about, this lonely man.
Yeah,
it's really not about that you felt lonely. You just felt like write about lonely man.
Yeah, and
that's how it goes.
It's just Chad and I got in a room together that came out after we drank a couple glasses of scotch.
Oh, they were very lonely. Two of lonely guys exactly. drinking scotch. That's another song.
It made me feel old.
Okay, okay. More
that.
Peaceful. Okay, beautiful. When it comes to you, Polly, I know that... I don't know. What do I know? I know nothing. But,
but I know that I know nothing.
I know that. That's what I know. But yeah, your lyrics... last week I mentioned, I just love some lines that always stay with me. After when you finish the song, I still have in my head ringing, you know, the really nice, deep two lines. And storytelling is just really, really cool. Are you writing right after some things happen in your life and you say, I need to put this in my song? Or just the same like Taylor, just because you write?
For me, it's both. I mean, I'm writing all the time, and it's also because I do children's music, you know, professionally. So, it's weird because I could be driving and write a song about, like, you know, being heartbroken or feeling empowered, and I'm like, you know, this is a call to love, and then 5 minutes later I'm like, ooh, we can jump like a bunny, we can jump like a frog, we can jump like, and it's like if you look at my iPhone and listen to the different ideas, you would probably call the hospital on.
Yeah,
like, I'm schizophrenic.
Yeah, your wife probably one day will call us and say, oh, something's there maybe. I don't know. Okay, but
so I think I just say, I think I'm always open to receive whatever comes to me.
Message.
And if it's a melody, and then I kind of categorize it. Oh, okay, this is for kids. This is for old, you know, older. This is for the radio. This might be for someone else. Maybe it's not for me.
That's cool.
You know?
And when it comes to you, Adam, and of course, Alan, Adam, when it comes to you, when you write music, I had the pleasure to just see a little bit how you were composing in front of me, and I liked it. You know, you had a guitar in your hands, and just it was very easy to co-write with you because just ideas are flying from you. I got so angry because one of your hook is so good. I'm like, why is yours not mine? Wow, it was so like right. Then when I heard this hook, I'm like, gosh, we need this. Need to be a great song, which is, I think. But how do you write?
Thank you. It depends on my mood. When I'm sad, I do sad music. When I'm happy, so I do happy music.
Okay, that's now it. Let's see percentage. How many happy songs and sad songs you are writing? Now we'll know if Adam is happy or not.
When you're hungry, do you write hungry music?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. Are you writing angry music too? Like pissed? Are you pissed sometimes?
Yes, I do. Yes, you do. I do.
You can be angry?
Yeah, I can.
Alan, can daddy be angry? Did you see him angry? Like angry?
15 minutes ago.
Oh, did you burn him with coffee or something? No.
Very funny. Actually, I mean, I'm sure I did, but I can't recall it right now.
That's beautiful. But when you write, because you are young and everything's in front of you, your heart a little bit weird. Talking great stuff about first loves, and you were telling a little bit about how deeply you could be in love when you are young too. Me too. I remember being in love in age of 5 or 6. How crazy is this? But anyway, when you write, is this because of need of expressing your mood that you are in, or just melody and chords suggest what the song will be?
Well,
about?
Yeah, you know, it's highly dependent on the mood. But it's also when I do sound design, and then I find like a cool sound and I play with it, you know, manipulate it, and it sounds a bit sad, I instantly get sad and write sad music, you know. Even though if I'm happy, it's just,
I would think that's sort of universal for artists, right? Yeah. I mean, whether you're a painter or a singer or a songwriter, I would think your mood or your environment would dictate what you're writing, you know what I mean?
Okay, we have like 4 minutes before this show need to end. And I, when it comes to sound design and unusual music, I would love to, of course, play and close with Natasha Miraya Chasing Fire song, which I don't know if you heard, Alan. I think you will like this one. This is special for you. Then you need to put headphones. And yeah, Reza, gentleman who works with Natasha, he creates very, very cool new sounds. But please, everybody, switch. In 10 minutes, we'll be having new show, Accent on TV, the best of Poland and Europe, with our great, great guest. We will be repeating show with more music to come. But for right now, again, Taylor Carroll.
Thank you for having me.
And Paul Easy.
Thank you.
Alan Abramek.
Thank you.
And Adam Abramek.
Thanks for having me too.
And Ilona Europa. Song, we are closing our show with a song by Natasha Miraya. It's called Chasing Fire. Okay, bye.
We are chasing fire. Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.